B'tachon for Life, Shir 1030, Tuesday before Rosh Hashanah. We are discussing a person that is stressed in Avodas Hashem. Really, OCD can apply to other areas in life, but there it's a bit easier from a B'tachon perspective. When a person leaves go of his stress and a person realizes their Ribbono Shel Olam is taking care of him, it becomes much easier to overcome OCD. When you realize that no matter how many times you check if the door is locked, it's not going to make a difference because the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that protects your house. And when we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your house will be protected. And no matter how many times you lock your house, it's not going to make a difference. It's just a hishtadlus action. That's when OCD is in other areas of life. But when it approaches Avodas Hashem, it gets a little bit more challenging. Because on one hand, we are supposed to do our best in Avodas Hashem. So a person can sometimes get stressed. Am I doing enough? Am I doing the mitzvah properly? Did I wash my hands properly? Etc., etc. And we explain that in Avodas Hashem, a person has to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is only asking you to try. He doesn't want you to get stressed out. He wants you to have menuchas nefesh. And let's elaborate on this because it's very relevant to the Yom Tovim that we are approaching. We approach Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which the Rambam calls Yemei Yira. They're days of Yira. And a person can get stressed when it comes to these times of year. A person can get nervous, a person can get upset, a person can get frustrated, and sometimes a person can, chas v'shalom, not experience these days to the fullest. And that's a terrible mistake. For a person to get caught up in trauma and being nervous, what's going to be, what's going to happen, you miss the opportunity of the priceless Yemei HaRachamim, the Haratzin, that are the days of Tishrei. These are days that we come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. These are days that we stand before the Kisei HaKavod and we are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could you imagine if a person was crowning a king and he's sitting nervous? He's nervous because he's crowning the king, but he's upset and he's frustrated and he's not enjoying it. There's no greater bezayin to the king than that. That a person is getting upset and he's trying to avoid it and he's trying his best. He's waiting for those days to finish. Chas v'shalom. And sometimes people experience these days with that attitude. They're chalishing for it to be over. They can't stand the stress and the nerves and everything else that comes along with it. And it's simply a misunderstanding. It's an opportunity to crown the king. Is it Yemei HaDin? Absolutely. But it's not days of stress. It's days of awe. It's days of appreciation. But it is not a day of stress and anxiety. We'll, Be'ezer Hashem, continue this concept.